This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. This year, just like last year, the Santa Fe Desert Chorale's Winter Festival will extend past Christmas Day right up to New Year's Eve. The special choral program, A Toast to the New Year, will be presented at both the Loreto Chapel and the Church of the Holy Faith. And returning to lead the program is the Desert Chorale's music director from 2004 to 2007, Linda Mack Bervin. Linda is on the phone with us this morning. Linda, it's great to talk to you again.
Hi, thank you.
The ensemble for this program is slightly different, a slightly different configuration of the Desert Chorale.
The ensemble will be 8 singers. They are all either current or former Desert Chorale performers. So it's a small group. It's an octet, kind of a cameo concert. The voices are wonderful, and it's a great group.
We're sort of saying goodbye to 1 year with this program, welcome to another. What kind of spirit is behind the program?
When I chose this repertoire, I started by thinking of what would be the varying emotions that people might experience at this time of the year. And I came up with several different things: praise, tradition, joy, love, hope, and celebration. And so I've selected music that reflects all of those different emotions, and I've even blocked them together in the program. And within the range of that emotional content, we have things from Renaissance madrigals to very modern music from around the world. For my taste, a New Year's program, in fact, this program has very little of what I would call actual Christmas music. It has a little, but I think that it's a broader look at the passing, as you mentioned, from 1 year to the next, which encompasses a whole host of feelings.
Right. It's very international. In fact, you've got some colonial American selections in there.
We do. I have 2 pieces by the wonderful one-legged, one-eyed American patriot, William Billings.
From about Revolutionary time, is that right?
Correct.
And also some Sephardic music.
We have some pieces from the Sephardic tradition, which will be sung in Ladino, some French chansons, very beautiful love songs. I have a lullaby sung from a mother to the child, and we even have an African praise song that we'll be playing percussion with.
Now, you said that you grouped the musical selections together by category. Could you give me an idea of what you mean by that?
Well, for example, in the tradition section of the program, I've got 3 pieces that reflect the tradition of the season, but are all different. Good King Wenceslas is a traditional Christmas song. And then we have a Hanukkah piece called Se Vivan, Hebrew. That will be followed by a South African praise song, Afrikaans. And so all of those pieces reflect different cultural traditions, but nevertheless, traditions of the season.
And, of course, have very different sounds to them and rhythms.
Very different, very different.
Now, a lot of these people who you're going to be working with in the Desert Chorale, you've worked with before. How has the relationship been in coming back and working with these people again?
Oh, just great. Most of these singers I know very well and have conducted in the past. And so I think it's going to feel like a wonderful homecoming for me to friends and wonderful musicians in the community.
Linda Mack Bervin returns to lead 8 members of the Santa Fe Desert Chorale in A Toast to the New Year. Concerts are December 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st at the Loreto Chapel and the Church of the Holy Faith in Santa Fe. For tickets and a complete concert schedule, go to desertchorale.org or call 988-1234. It's great to have you back in Santa Fe, Linda.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.